gets a good ball forward. And the shot from Goodwin! It's in for Australia! Craig Goodwin scores his second goal at the World Cup finals, and there's still hope.
If you jumped with joy at the 76th minute when the Socceroos scored that goal, you wouldn't be the only one. While Australia's pursuit of proceeding further into the FIFA World Cup will be put on hold for another 4 years, let's look back on their thrilling campaign. Soccer legend and former Socceroo Craig Foster is with us now. Craig, good morning.
Morning, Patricia. Yeah, it was wonderful. Well, an end, sadly, to the campaign yesterday, but a phenomenal campaign.
Now, the final scoreboard ended up as 2-1. The Socceroos really gave Argentina a run for its money. They went into this whole tournament like with the view that they were the underdogs, that they were, you know, not as good as the class of 2006. So many negative tropes around them. They really exceeded all expectations, right?
That's exactly what they did. They refused to accept any limitations, and no one expected them, not just in Australia, but actually all around the world, given the way that they kind of struggled through qualification. Of course, as your listeners will know, we qualify through the Asian Confederation, and we had to go through the intercontinental playoff against Peru. That was an outstanding performance against Peru, which gave everyone, I think, further hope. But nevertheless, there wasn't huge expectations, and they exceeded all of them. Their game first against France was very difficult, and, you know, we conceded 4 goals, and so weren't quite sure what was going to turn up against Tunisia in the second game. But that was really an outstanding performance, and then after that win, a hope started to rise, and then it was a brilliant performance against Denmark. And going into the knockout round, then it became clear that, you know, this team had incredible resilience, determination and organisation, and the unity in the group was quite amazing that Graham Arnold had created as something of a benchmark, I think. And in the end, they put on a great display against Argentina.
Now, Argentina won by 1 goal, and that second goal is one that will really haunt Australian goalkeeper Matt Ryan. He stepped away to defend against 2 strikers, opening up space for Argentina to score and giving them a 2-0 lead. What happened?
Well, that's a good analysis, Patricia. I'm pleased to hear that you're becoming a football fan. And,
well, you know, yes.
Well, someone is there with a question. No, it's not a moment that he'll want to recall fondly, but you know, I think mistakes happen. The point about goalkeepers today in modern football in 2022 is that they are involved a lot in terms of passing with their feet. And Matty Ryan's one of the best. He's been brilliant at that for Australia over many, many years. But he made a mistake, no question. The ball was passed back to him, and he started to come under pressure. And Argentina, already at 1-0, they started the second half really putting us under. They wanted that second goal to try and kill the game off and make it much more difficult for us. And he just didn't read the situation well. And as soon as a goalkeeper starts to be in space where they're being pressed and they have to be forced to dribble and to try and go past one of the attackers, then they're in real trouble. So as soon as Matt took a touch, he knew that he'd made the wrong decision, tried to correct it, wasn't able to, and Alvarez was able to get that second goal. And it came at a really bad time for Australia because Graham Arnold was preparing the substitutions at 1-0 down to then go forward and try and change the game, and then that made it all the more difficult.
The support for the team has been incredible. Thousands gathering in public places in Australia to watch the game. The Prime Minister has tweeted that the team has done Australia proud. It really has brought people out in large numbers. I know that you're a great believer in what this sport can do to Australian unity and your other projects for that project. Why do you think it's so instrumental in doing that?
I think part of it is because of its multicultural nature, and that's the special contribution that it makes to Australia, not just now, but actually throughout our post-war immigrant history, principally. And so many communities come here to Australia and find their path into Australian life, integration and cohesion through the game. And the football clubs are a very central part of so many of our multicultural communities. And so when we come to play either Socceroos or Matildas, and it just so happens at the moment that the Socceroos, their cultural makeup is even more diverse with 3 South Sudanese refugees, for example, or former refugees, then, you know, every Australian has a sense that, you know, they represent us and so many Australians of all persuasions, faiths, ethnicities, races, genders all come together. It's a marvellous moment. It's a marvellous contribution that the game gives Australia. And it's one reason why we think that, you know, the country as a whole should be looking forward now and saying, look, you know, this also takes us onto the world stage in a way that other sports just simply can't because of the nature of the World Cup. You've seen here what's happened in Korea Republic and in Japan and in Morocco and in Argentina. Incredible how it inspires nations. And the future for us is, you know, going further now, being able to invest in the game. Youth development's important. I think across all of the primary schools would be the best way. And then in future to be making that quarterfinal.
Yeah.
And you said thousands yesterday. Actually, it was tens of thousands.
Yes,
Federation Square spilled over.
It did. Yeah. It was wild.
It was amazing.
And it's funny you mentioned, oh, I was an expert in soccer. I certainly am not. But but I did grow up watching it because I am from a multicultural family. So that was the sport that was always on. The World Cup was always on in my household. And that's, I think, for many multicultural households. Now, perhaps much more mainstream. Craig, always lovely to speak to you. Thank you.
Yeah, you too. Pleasure.
Soccer legend and former Socceroo, Craig Foster, and you're listening to ABCRN Breakfast.
It's easier than ever to hear your favourite local and national ABC radio stations live and on demand on the ABC Listen app.